The Bush administration today unveiled a plan to give local forest managers greater control over recreational and commercial activities in U.S. forests. Critics of the policy say it skirts environmental rules designed to protect fish and wildlife habitat. In a proposal that has triggered a new round of skirmishes between President Bush and environmental groups over how to manage U.S. forest land, the administration said increasing the power of local foresters would cut out red tape and reduce court appeals that it said have muddled forest policy. Environmental groups said the plan drastically reduces research scientists' input and public comments in crafting forest policy, all to the benefit of a Bush-friendly timber industry. Paul Hughes is executive director of Forests Forever in San Francisco. He says he's upset by the Bush administration's new forest management rules, but certainly not surprised by them.
It follows close on the heels of Bush's announced so-called fire control plan of several months ago, which we call the Bush Logging Plan. That plan was to basically say that the way we'll prevent forest fires is to let the logging companies come in and take out more big trees. Big trees actually prevent forest fires. And this National Forest Management Act step is very consistent with that. What he's essentially doing is saying that a lot of the rules that the industry was held to before are going to be optional, that regional foresters who are closer to industry people have a lot more ways of creating exceptions, that alternatives won't be considered, and that citizen appeal and review under the National Environmental Policy Act will be largely exempted from logging and development projects on national forests.
The controversial rules alter a 2000 plan by the Clinton administration, which directed the Forest Service to manage some 200 million acres of forest land with ecological sustainability as the top priority. Under the Bush plan, the administration said environmental protection in 155 national forests would be judged equally with social uses and economic concerns, such as logging, on a case-by-case basis. Environmentalists and Democratic lawmakers blasted the Republican administration for a plan they agreed will boost logging at the expense of protecting the environment. In a joint letter to Forest Service Chief Dale Bosworth, Senate and House Democrats said the rule weakens the minimum standards necessary to manage forests and protect fish and wildlife. Jay Watson is the California-Nevada Regional Director for the Wilderness Society. He says he agrees with the sentiments expressed in the letter.
Right here in California, we have two very important plans that the Forest Service has adopted over the years. One is called the Northwest Forest Plan. It affects four forests up in Northern California, old growth forests for the most part. It could increase logging on those forests. In the Sierra Nevada, there's a whole other plan that is in place to also protect old growth forests and aquatic areas. And If that plan is rewritten to meet these lower standards, then we'll see fish and wildlife in the Sierra Nevada impacted as well.
In what ways will they be impacted?
If indeed logging and road building is increased over current levels, then we'll see more old growth forests logged and perhaps fish habitat harmed from erosion from that cutting, that sort of thing.
In a 90-page document, the Forest Service said the new rules will exempt forest managers from preparing environmental impact statements when they revise forest plans. The agency said it would consider undertaking an in-depth environmental study once it has determined whether the land would be used for hiking, camping, logging, oil drilling, or other activities. The Forest Service estimated it could take as many as 7 years to complete a forest plan. The Bush administration has long complained that federal environmental rules and court appeals, dubbed by the Forest Service's Bosworth as analysis paralysis, make it nearly impossible to approve projects necessary to manage forests.